Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Janine Reardon, and I'm an ordained ELCA pastor, a hospital chaplain, and an elected council person in Berwyn, Illinois, where we live.
And I'm Julie Boleyn. I am a pastor in Berwyn, Illinois, and Jeannie's wife. And we are together people who are engaged in our community in a lot of different ways. I've been working through the church to do that work in a number of different ways, including a community development organization we started called Awake that's been doing work on social justice, on relationship, and on leadership.
I think that the work we decided to bring is engaging community from who am I in community, what does my community need, what can I do about it, and then finally focusing on leadership in that community-oriented model. And so that's the work that we've brought this week.
And when we consider who we are, we come with a lot of background and we come with a lot of different ideas about what power means and how open we are to cultural difference. And so we're spending a lot of time exploring cultural difference and what that looks like and how we move ourselves to be more open to other differences in the world. Because once we are able to do that, then we're more able to embrace our community and really work together on the things that cause us fear and anxiety and bring us hope.
Mm-hmm. And tied with that is a working understanding of power that requires that making change, at least in a political setting, requires that you have some element of power. I don't really need to do that. I don't need to be in charge. Those are the kind of thing, the language and the self-talk that prevents us, at least in our work, from driving agency in our community and bringing people on board so that we can make change together.
We underestimate our power so much.
We do.
And we have the experience of seeing a community that has been named powerless rise up and make some really amazing things happen. Mm-hmm. Like creating a sanctuary city, like fighting the reduction in the minimum wage and keeping the school board honest.
On a daily basis where we are offered the opportunity to step up and do something. And part of the things that keep us away from that is our self-talk, is our cultural expectations, and the ways we have felt power being used against us. And so part of our work in our workshops has been to help people think about power in a new and different way.
And to look for leadership in places that you might not expect to see it. Because we come from a cultural expectation of what leadership looks like. And if we change that lens and listen more closely to the leadership that's rising up in places that we don't expect to see it, it's really amazing to see what God can do through folks to make a whole new world.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the things that amazes me about Julie's work is that she builds up leaders, that empowering others to step into their vision and their dreams has been your ministry in this setting. And working collaboratively with others who have already got a sense of their power has been my work.
Mm-hmm.
To build community and coalition and collaboration to get things done that we need to get done has been really meaningful and powerful for us.
But it's so clear that we can't do this work alone. We need each other. And we get stuck so often because the cultural differences, our relationships with power, and what we think a leader is are stuck in an old mode of thinking.
Mm-hmm. And to do this work, we've used several tools this week to facilitate that. One of them is the
Bennett scale for cultural difference, openness mm-hmm. to cultural difference.
In my work as a chaplain, I help people increase their self-awareness and use that work to break big problems into smaller goals and really kind of understand the ways we sabotage ourselves or the systems that we're involved in that don't allow us to move where we want to go. How do we analyze and understand those constructively so that we can have measurable outcomes so that the big elephant in front of us can in fact be moved into smaller pieces, and so you can eat it one bite at a time, and that's been really helpful in my work.
Mm-hmm. We also are exploring a lot around different communication styles from different cultures. I come from a culture where direct communication is the norm, where mm-hmm. I am encouraged to jump into a conversation, but we live in a community where that is not the norm, where you don't speak until you're spoken to. And to know those dynamics is really helpful in trying to understand what's going on in a room and to really seek out the gifts that are present. Right. Because if I just go in the room and start talking, I miss so much.
One of the ways that that is manifested in our community is that there's a lot of folks who think that if they don't do it the way I do it, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
In our school board in particular, that has been an accusation about Hispanic origin parents who often work multiple jobs, mm-hmm. who aren't home, but they don't go to the PTA and they don't show up to the parent-teacher conference, not because they don't care. In fact, they care more about education than many of the people who look more like us. They're dedicated to their children getting substantial and meaningful education so they can make something of themselves. They don't have the capacity to be everywhere, but they are dismissed and in some ways denigrated by folks who don't understand how that dynamic works.
And so we've found when we help people to understand that dynamic and begin to change it, that we're actually able to work together on things.
Right. And it changes how the community functions together, and it's been really empowering. I'm just going to keep using that word in every way I can, because I think there's a substantial power structure when you have a critical mass of people. As a politician, I know that once somebody gets elected, they tend to kind of amass power and not share it,
mm-hmm.
and that has been part of the subversive work that I've done and that we've done together on that element of our community. And so it's good work and hard, and we need even more collaborative, supportive relationships to help us do that. So part of what we're asking people this week is, who do they work for? Who do they work with? And what do they get out of it? How does their passion and their energy support the work that they do so that they can support others who are doing similar work?
And it's good work to do.
It is good work to do, and we keep doing it. But I think that's the sum of what we are here to do this week.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.